See it happen. These impacts on mood, outlook, health, and performance may translate into better outcomes in a variety of circumstances. I'm a longtime woodworker, and several years ago, while browsing in a bookstore in British Columbia, I came across a book on woodworking that seemed to treat the subject in an especially loving way. It turned out to be well written, with lots of gorgeous photos. But what really stood out about it was the sweetness with which the author regarded the craft and the emphasis on old-fashioned techniques for shaping and joining wood. Looking at it with Brianna over afternoon tea, we noticed a curious piece of advice in the section on sawing. Think the saw down the line. Sure, the book discussed examining the teeth of the saw, holding it at the right angle, keeping your elbow in close to your side, and other practical tips for sawing. But here was an oddly esoteric recommendation in a book on, of all things, wood. It got our attention. The writer went on to explain that generations of woodworkers have done this, and that he was passing it on because it just plain works. The idea is that, rather than focusing on what you're doing with the saw, you put your attention on the line you're following and intend the saw to go there. There's a certain elegance to it. Nowadays, you hear about athletes utilizing positive visualization in virtually every sport, from archery to foosball. People who might be skeptics in every other area of their lives are watching mental movies of themselves succeeding at sports and seeing their performance improve as a result. There are probably thousands, if not millions, of athletes who would attest to the value of this form of training. Beyond the positive thinking mechanisms we've discussed, the deliberate mental rehearsal of the state you desire, such as peace, happiness, or abundance, builds your confidence, as we discussed in Chapter 6. This confidence translates into relaxation and better physical control during the performance, and a willingness to pursue opportunities that arise. So if it works on balls and saws, why not use it for getting a new house or being in a fulfilling relationship? Here we come to the great leap of faith and the main stumbling block around the law of attraction for so many. Can you affect things out there without interacting with them directly on the physical plane? We've established that thinking positively and intentionally can enhance your point of view for a better experience of life. It can make you alert for chances to grow and advance your goals. It's good for your health. It can promote positive changes in your body and can enhance learning and athletic performance. But can it draw money to you? In our experience, the answer is yes. Utilizing whatever non-physical means you can to compound your physical efforts is likely to benefit your life. Even if it isn't true that positive intention alone can affect what the universe delivers to you, we've already established that it's going to do all sorts of other good things for you. You have nothing to lose except your outdated perspective. Your intentions are like stars. Although we're not going to attempt to validate the law of attraction through science, we're actually quite fond of science, and there's a scientific phenomenon that makes a good metaphor to help explain our method for conceptualizing this process. Gravity. Gravity can be thought of as a force that bends space-time toward itself. The more massive an object, the stronger its gravity, and the greater its effect on the world around it. In the print version of this book is a diagram that appears in a similar form in most basic astronomy and physics textbooks, and it's meant to depict the effect of a celestial body on the fabric of space-time around it. Imagine a square piece of stretchy fabric with a grid pattern printed on it like graph paper. And it's held horizontally and stretched taut in the air. Now imagine how the pattern would look if you were to drop a lead ball in the center of the fabric. The ball would depress the fabric by a few inches, and it would bend the grid toward itself. Essentially, the straight lines of this grid pattern would become curved lines because of the weight of the ball stretching the lines toward itself. The lines closest to the ball would be most dramatically curved, and those farther away would be more subtly curved toward the weight of the ball. And this is how gravity works. Both space and time are bent toward it. So if this lead ball were actually a planet, and you were flying past it in a straight line, your path would become curved toward it due to the pull of its gravity. Time would even be slowed down within its gravitational field. With their tremendous mass, stars like our Sun have such powerful gravity that they're able to hold on to all the planets that orbit around them. This is what keeps the planets from flying off into space. Pluto is almost 4 billion miles away from the Sun, and yet it's still within the Sun's gravitational grasp. So try thinking of your desires like stars, dense ideas that bend reality toward themselves. To begin with, they're just tiny stars with minimal gravity, but over time, you're held in tension, potentiated through the approaches we describe in this book, causes them to grow and acquire more and more gravity. Another way in which your desires are like stars, especially when aligned with your spirit, is that they become a source of light that leads the way and encourages growth. Just as every plant grows toward the sun, so does your life grow toward your clear intentions. The groundwork we've already covered makes a difference. The initial gravity of an intention or star born to someone who is physically healthy, who's very clear about what they want, who keeps their agreements, who uses their gifts, who has minimal baggage, and so on, tends to be significantly greater than that of a star birthed by someone who is fatigued and conflicted about what they want and who rarely follows through on their agreements. Also, as we explained earlier, few people have much experience with consciously shaping their life through intention, but we all get more effective at it with practice. You don't have to be an expert on everything we've covered so far in order to do effective work through the non-physical realm, but as you make progress on these items, your power will grow. You'll also become more aligned with what your highest self really wants for you. In addition, we'll share more techniques in this chapter that will enhance your effectiveness at this kind of work.